Lisa, it's Frank. I'll pick you up at 7:30. I can't wait to cook for you, baby.
Neither can I.
You're drooling on the celery.
Jaleesa, Diane Kendall here.
My boss?
I hope you don't have plans for this weekend. If you do, cancel them.
Oh.
The CEO of Huggy Fur Pet Products, Bill Duke Waverly, is arriving tonight, Royal Plaza. He's a sports fanatic, so bone up on your statistics. Stick to him like glue, Jaleesa. I'm depending on you. We need to get this account. I'll be in Aspen for the weekend and can't be reached. Ta-ta.
You know, that woman is a pain in my...
Whitley, it's Julian. I'm in town staying at the Worthington, 555-2000. It's been a long time. I want to see you. Please, give me a call.
Julian. Wonder why he's calling me. And how did he get my number?
Oh, probably off some wall in a bar. For a hard time. Oh, Whitley Gilbert.
Yes, don't I know.
Well, maybe I should just hot-foot it over to Julian's hotel, where I'm appreciated.
Hey, I'm sure he'll be waiting with open arms.
Oh, come on now, honey. You know I'm not interested in that old dusty windbag. You know he had ashy feet.
Baby, that's bold. Is that how you gonna talk about me when I'm gone?
No, because I'm never letting you go. Not my dookie.
I'll see you later. I'm going to get the video, baby.
Okay, honey.
Okay, baby.
Hurry back.
Hurry back.
Kissy, mushy, mushy. Yes, Julian Day's room, please.
Oh, who cares about that dusty old windbag?
I'm just being courteous.
Whitley, your disinterest is overwhelming.
Look, he's probably coming down here to get me back. Poor deluded thing. I gotta tell him I'm involved with somebody. What do you mean he's not there? Go get him! No! Don't go in there, runaway!
Watch it! Watch it!
No.
You better watch it! You better watch it!
I do not believe my boss made me cancel my date with Frank for an evening with Duke Waverly, NBA highlights, and beer nuts.
Oh, what a gnat. Oh, I'm exhausted.
Okay, I get the hint. I'll see you tomorrow.
Bright and early.
Bright and early. Bye, baby.
Bye. Julian Day's room, please.
Got the videotape.
No! This is not 555-6727. Please stop calling here.
Tell Julian I said hello, okay?
$10 each.
Why do you need to get a facial to have dinner with Julian?
And a manicure. I want him to see how radiantly happy I am with Dwayne. Plus, he's taking me to Venezia, and I can't go there looking like a day-old cannoli.
Oh, it's true. You gotta look good to drive your ex-boyfriend crazy.
That is my intention, Kimberly. I just want to make it crystal clear to him that he cannot come crawling back into my life. And for that, you need your cuticles pushed back?
Does Dwayne know that you're going to see him?
Not yet. What are you going to tell him? No. Now, you going to give me that money or do I have to grovel? Grovel.
Ladies, my, you are looking exceptionally lovely today.
What do you want?
You don't have a boyfriend, do you, Betty?
Oh, Whitley, remember you told us to remind you to tell Dwayne something?
Thank you, Winifred. Dwayne.
different.
I tried to get you before you went off to class. I was able to get in touch with Julian, and he just begged me to go out to dinner with him tonight. I don't know if I should.
Oh, yeah, you should.
Of course I should.
Yeah. And you just call me afterwards?
I'll call you afterwards. I gotta run, honey. I have a manicure in 5 minutes.
Oh, hell ho. Well, while you're out there, why don't you get them toes done, too?
Okay.
And see if you can get that mustache waxed.
I need $5 more for that.
Just sent little Red Whitley Hood out into the forest without her mustache. Relax, Ron. She's going to dinner. Besides, Julian can't do nothing to me. She sliced him, remember? I want him to see exactly what he's missing.
Brother, obviously you are unaware of the boomerang syndrome.
Boomerang?
Yes. You could toss something away, but sooner or later, it's going to come back to you. And when it does, it's going to smack you upside your head. Especially if it's wearing a cashmere coat and carrying a gold car.
Whitley.
Hi, Julian.
You look fantastic.
So do you.
Shall we?
Thank you.
Oh, you really look fantastic.
You really do, too.
You know I miss seeing you.
You do?
Yes, I think about you a lot. So much has happened since the last time we saw each other.
That's true. Things are really different now.
Whitley, I want you to know how important you've always been to me, which is why I didn't just write you a letter. I wanted to see you.
Julian, so hungry. I think I'm gonna have this pasta special.
Well, you always did have a big appetite.
Now, you know I eat like a bird.
Yes, a vulture.
For dessert, I have zabaglione and chocolate tartufa, please.
Whitley, it's so expensive to see you again.
It's nice to see you too, Julian.
You know, I think I can honestly say I've never been happier in my life than I am right now.
Julian, I'm very fond of you. But I have to tell you, I'm involved with someone. Dwayne Wayne.
Dwayne Wayne? You're involved with Dwayne Wayne?
Yes, and we're very happy.
That's great.
It is? I mean, yes, it is.
It's fate. I mean, you just can never tell what's going to happen. Like one day I was walking down Pennsylvania Avenue, same route I walk every day, but on this day, I decided to go through the park because the cherry blossoms were in bloom. I'm walking past the Washington Monument, and suddenly I see coming towards me the woman that I know I'm going to marry.
I lost you somewhere around the cherry blossoms.
I met her that day. We've been together ever since, and now I'm engaged.
In what?
I'm getting married. Her name is Shelby, and...
Double espresso, please, shot of Sambuca.
I asked her to join us for dessert. I knew you wouldn't mind. I wanted you to meet each other.
T'as bien mangé, chérie?
Oh, oui, c'était délicieux.
Je suis contente. Oh, I'm sorry how rude.
Very, but je comprendo.
Shelby, this is Whitley Gilbert. Whitley, this is Shelby Walters.
Whitley, it's so nice to finally meet you.
Very nice to meet you too, Miss Shelby. I've heard so much about you. Shelby, Shelby, Shelby. Where's that espresso?
That old crazy man thought I skated like Debbie Thomas. Oh, gosh, thank you.
Hey, baby, how'd it go?
Oh, fine. Everything was fine.
fine. I had the salmon. He had the roast beef. And the fiance.
Wait a minute. Julian's getting married?
Who's he marrying?
Some girl named Shelby. She's tall, pretty, beautiful, tall and beautiful.
Julian's getting married. Isn't that beautiful? I'm sorry, but Julian's getting married.
That is really, really wonderful. And you should see the two of them together. He's working in the Foreign Service, and they're going to be living in Paris. Together, they are so blissfully happy that you can't help but be happy for them. Just happy, 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 happy.
You okay?
I'm fine.
So, what's she like?
Shelby is a translator for the United Nations. She used to be a runway model. She's 6 feet tall, wears a perfect size 6, and speaks 6 different languages. 666. Isn't that evil? Well, all this good news and good food has made me sleepy. You have to excuse me, honey.
You're home a little early.
And I'm not in the mood for your social commentary, all right?
Ooh, what's that? It looks like a boomerang mark on your forehead.
Back door. All she could talk about was Julian. Julian's life, Julian's fiancé, Julian's future home with his future wife in Paris. Hey, but does it look like I care? No, I don't care.
Can we take this from the top?
Julian's back in town. One day, she's got champagne on the brain. I'm in the wrong tax bracket for her, man.
Maybe now, but in 10, well, in 20, well, in 30 years, you'll be able to afford her everything she wants and more. And if she leaves you before then, it wasn't meant to be.
You know what it is? It's her values. Her values are all screwed up. If it wasn't Julian, it'd be somebody just like him. I don't need this aggravation, and I don't need her! Yes, sir.
They've only known each other for 6 months, and now they're getting married. He said it was love at first sight. I bet you he didn't give her any problem about being a bougie princess like he did me. You should have seen that fur coat she had on.
Whitley, we understand.
Julian always wanted to be in the Foreign Service.
We know. You already told us.
Did I tell you about that engagement ring? It was a marquee cut. At least 4 carats. He didn't offer me an engagement ring. He just offered me a ticket to Washington and an invitation to pay half the rent.
Are you still talking about that Julian and Shelby?
They're honeymooning in the Swiss Alps, Mr. Gaines. They'll be staying in a chateau once owned by Greta Garbo. Did you know that Shelby speaks six languages?
That job's been going on like that for an hour now.
She's a little obsessed.
A little? She doesn't know those people.
Well, stop her, because I'm losing customers.
Whitley, sister,
listen to yourself. Can't you see you're obsessed?
I am not.
Oh, yes, you are.
Okay, so what if I am? Because I have to sit back and watch some woman get the life that could have been mine? That should have been mine. Then when I was 11 years old, I asked for a pony for my birthday. I never did get that pony. When I turned 11 and a half, I realized
darling, how old are you now?
22.
Well, let's just fast forward to the present. What is your problem today?
I don't have any problem.
I don't have time for this. My in-laws are coming over for dinner tonight, and I haven't even shopped yet.
It's your job to help me.
Well, how can I help you if you won't help me help you find out what kind of help you need? And you do need help.
I don't know. That's your problem, not mine.
Not anymore. This office is closed, and you are in an advanced state of denial.
No, I am not. It doesn't bother me in the least that my ex-boyfriend is marrying the perfect woman and they're going off to lead a perfectly lovely life, and I'm hopelessly in love with a boy who can't even tell the difference between a salad fork and a pitchfork.
All right, all right. I think we're starting to get somewhere. Come on now. Keep talking. So, you say you're in love with a loser?
No, Dwayne isn't a loser.
He's kind and generous, and he has a brilliant future ahead of him.
And he loves you?
Very much so.
Well, then what are you wasting that time with your ex-boyfriend for? That is history.
But they're living in Paris.
And you're living in a dream. Wake up! Come on, you just complained about,
I don't have this, I don't have that.
Pick up the needle off that broken record and sing a new song, honey.
Well, what am I supposed to do, doctor?
You gotta go find that ex-boyfriend of yours, look him in the eye, and close that chapter of your life. And then relax, relate, release.
Relax, relate, release.
Yes, yes. And then go and find that Dwayne and rediscover what was so wonderful about him before it's too late.
Doctor, thank you. Relax, relate. Relax.
Yes.
Julian, I'm very glad you come by here tonight. I know you have a very busy schedule, but there are some things that I'd like to...
What?
I'm setting you free.
Well, thank you.
I'm closing that chapter in my life and letting you go.
Well, Whitley, you already did that. I mean, you're the one that broke up with me. Remember?
Yeah, I remember. And I know that was the right thing to do. But I must admit, I was a little confused when I first saw you. You did look good. But I know that you have found what you need in Shelby, and I have everything that I need and could ever want my Dwayne.
That's right.
And I'm happy for you, Julian. Really, I think Shelby is a beautiful girl, a little thin for her height, but I'm sure she'll put on 30, 50 pounds when you get married.
Whitley, I just came by to tell you that you can do whatever you want to do.
Okay? Hey, Dwayne, how you doing, man? Hey, I got a little grip on you, huh? Yeah, okay, yeah. I was just leaving to see Shelby. I'm sorry you didn't get a chance to meet her, but, you know, maybe next time.
Yeah.
You're a very, very lucky guy.
No, Julian, I'm the lucky one.
Well, I gotta go. If you're ever in Paris.
It's a little too rainy and damp for us. But good luck to you, Julian.
Au revoir.
Have I got a video for you tonight? A retrospective of the Kennedys. Jane and Leon Isaac. Penitentiary 1 and 2. If you're interested.
No, I'm not.
Dwayne, I thought I wanted the things that Julian could give Shelby. But I don't. And even if I did, I wouldn't want them with him. I want them with you. Because I love you. Don't you love me?
You wear me out.
But you always forgive me,
Dwayne. No, not this time.
No, don't leave me. Forgive me. I'm on my knees, ruining my good stuff.
Carry on.
Gotta believe me, Dwayne.
Hey, look. I landed a 5-pound trout, the Huggy Fur pet food account, and Duke Waverly Jr. Whitley, what you doing down there?
Get up.
What am I supposed to do,
You are
Dwayne?
Supposed to give me some time.
How much time?
As much time as it takes.
All right.
Oh! I can't believe it. You actually canceled her contract permanently?
Nope. I'll take it back. After the game.